Thank you for joining me in today's broadcast of The Love Way. I'm so excited to share the message of God's unconditional love, mercy and grace with you in the area of faith. So many times we think that faith is something we must do in order to get God to do something. I've got good news for you. Faith is not something you do to get God to do something. Faith is not the thing that you must pull out of the hat in order to get God to smile over you. You might say, but there's so many scriptures that says, if we don't believe, we are not pleasing unto God and all those things. Man, we're going to look at all of those in a couple of series. I don't know how many we're going to minister on this, maybe 5 or 6, I don't know. But what I do know is this, that faith is not something that you must pull out of yourself in order to get God to be happy about you. Faith doesn't come by yourself. Faith comes by the Word of God. Faith comes by the Word of God. And out of yourself, you can make a decision not to go with the faith that God puts in your heart. And willfully resist that which God gives you. Now, so many times we've made a work out of faith. We've made a law out of faith. Something we must do in order to get God to do something. If we can realize that God has done all things, and all that happens is when we are persuaded of that, it manifests in our lives. Now let's get into some scriptures. Before I really get into faith, I just want you to know that you can have rest in the area of faith. You don't have to be worked up. You don't have to be to have no confidence and be scared, not knowing if you've got enough faith or not. I'm here to tell you that God has given you faith. I'm here to tell you that it's easy to believe. I'm here to tell you it's not a burden to serve God. It's not a burden to have faith. The other day I spoke to somebody and they said to me, why does God make it so difficult? Why does He make it so complicated? Why is He? Why all this faith? We must now believe in order for Him to do something. And if we don't believe Him, then... As I went and I studied the scriptures, I just realized that if you really understand how faith works, it's very difficult to even ask that question. Because faith is not something you do. Faith is something that happens to you. Let me say that again. Faith is not something you do. Faith is something that happens to you. Faith is a fruit of something. Like discouragement. When you hear something that is not good, discouragement is something that happens to you. You become discouraged by what you've heard. It's the same with faith. You become persuaded. You become full of faith because of what you hear. When I give you a bad word, if I tell you, man, the stock market's going to crash, if I tell you... there's a World War III is going to break out. And I tell you all bad things. You know what's going to happen to you? You'll have to go through great effort not to become discouraged. You'll have to try and get your mind right. You'll have to do so many just to get yourself in line with what is good. Because the negative word is so full of power that it automatically just produces that which is negative. Now, why does the negative word have such power, but the positive word does not have that much power? So many times we say, well, I just hear one negative thing and I'm just negative for 3 weeks. I just believe the negative is going to happen to me. When when something bad's happening in town or something's happened that you think is not in line, you go to the doctor and the doctor gives you a bad report. You just say, well, I'm going to die. So many people say that. Well, this is now the end of it. Now, that is not the way it's supposed to be. The moment we hear that negative word, it produces negative thoughts. It produces fear. It produces unbelief. It produces all of those things. Just one word. Now, that word, that the word about cancer, for instance, if you hear and you've got cancer, all of a sudden you've got fear, all of a sudden you've got unbelief, all of a sudden you need to go to the Bible, renew your mind, you've got to do all those things, all of a sudden you want to cry, you fall in depression. Why? Just one word. One word producing all of that. You see, the thing is, it's not one word. Since we've been born, we've heard a word that says, cancer kills you. Cancer kills you. Nobody survives cancer. If cancer is gone, it's only in remission. You've still got the cancer. The cancer lives in you. All of us has got cancer cells moving in us. Whoa, and cancer is deadly. You know, Tani Suansua died of cancer. And woman Suansua dies of cancer. Cancer is a spreading disease. There's more cancer now than ever before. Cancer comes through what you eat. Man, if you just worry a bit too much, you're gonna get cancer. Cancer is a killer. You hear that all your life. And then one word comes towards you that says, you've got cancer. You know what happens? Your whole life falls apart. Because of what you've heard. The word you hear produces unbelief. It produces fear. Now, in the same way, and in a much greater way, the gospel produces faith. Faith is not something you do. You know, when you hear the negative word of cancer, you don't go around and say, well, I'm going to, I confess now, I'm full of fear. I confess, I've got fear. No, you are just full of fear. So many people, they're just full of fear the moment they get cancer. The moment something, fear grabs a hold of them, it saturates their minds. It's not something they decide to do. Now, if the negative is so easy to fall in, why is the positive so hard? I've got good news for you. As easy as what it is for somebody to go into stress when they hear they've got cancer, that's how easy it is to believe God. Oh, hallelujah. This is a word from God, man. Oh, hallelujah. This makes me happy. This makes me want to hear the gospel. And let me read a scripture to you in Matthew 11, verse 28. It says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Listen to what he says. When you come unto Jesus, you get rest. So many times we've heard about faith. It's this difficult thing. You know, I actually fear, but I'm going to resist my fear and say I've got faith. I've got news for you. If you do that, you're just deceiving yourself. You don't have faith. Somebody that's got faith doesn't try to believe. He believes. If you're still trying to believe, it just means one thing. The dominant word in you is not the word of God, but the word of the negative thing. That's it. But God has given you faith. You do have faith in you, but we need to tap into what has been freely given to us. Now let's read here. He says here that I will give you rest. Do you have rest when it comes to faith? Or do you think, oh well, I hope I've got enough faith. I hope that what I believe is enough to manifest the thing. Now that doesn't produce rest. That way of thinking does not produce rest. Rest. So many people ask me, Bertie, why do some people don't become healed? Why don't some get healed, some don't get healed when you pray for them? Why do some people stand up out of the dead when people pray for them, and others they don't? And all of that, and I can just see this battle of unbelief and this battle of not having faith just going into people's minds because of the negative word they hear. Remember. Faith is not something you do. It's something that happens to you when you hear the right word. Faith comes all the time. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Faith towards God comes by hearing God's word. Faith towards the negative comes by hearing the negative word. Now, do you want faith? Just make a point of listening to the good news. That's it. And it will happen to you. Now, I can testify of that. I don't stand and say, well, you know, I'm going to prosper financially. I'm going to be blessed. No, I don't do that. I just know. I'm persuaded. I know. I've heard the word on that too much. Thank you, Jesus. Not based on what I do. I'm not going to prosper based on what I do. No, then I will have prosperity directly linked to what I've done. I don't want that prosperity, even if I do great things and will have great amount of money. I don't want that type of prosperity. I want the prosperity linked to what Jesus has done. And I believe that. Thank you, Lord. Now that comes That comes by hearing God's word. That comes by hearing. You might say, Bertie, I've listened to this type of messages so many times. My faith still doesn't work. Or maybe you've heard a legalistic message out of the Bible. Now, that's not the word of God. I do believe that this Bible contains the word of God. It contains, it's got two testaments, an Old Testament and a New Testament. In the Old Testament, we'll have to look at it out of the light of the New. And there's great things to be discovered and that one can learn out of the Old Covenant once you see it in the light of the New. And then there's the New Testament, which is the foundation from where we live. Now, you might have heard a legalistic message about faith. You know, I believe that my car standing outside, that everything is safe there. That's why I don't go around saying, I believe my car's safe. I believe my car. I'm quiet because I believe. I've got faith that everything outside is fine. My wife just went to town. I believe she's safe. That's why I can do this recording. That's why I can sit here at peace, knowing that I... But if I must know that she got a flat tire or something happened, I'll stop this and I'll go and help her. That's it. I will not do the next recording. Because why? Because I believe something's not right there. Because I believe everything's right, my actions has got almost nothing to do with what I believe. I'm in rest. When I was at TB Joshua in 1999, he said a powerful thing. And that just started this thing in me. He said, the more noise you make, the less faith you have. That's it. If you really believe, you'll be at peace. And how many times don't we really believe? We try, we look at the Bible, we look at the gospel, we say, this is the gospel, that's the promises of God, and I'm out of my own, I'm going to have faith in that, and that's going to bring all of that into my life. By my faith, I'm going to receive this. You are wrong if you think that way. You're deceived. It's not the way it works. By knowing this gospel and hearing what you have freely received, once you become persuaded about that, you'll find rest and the manifestation of that. Let me give you a good example. It says in, let me put it this way. If you look at the whole gay movement all over the world, it's a minority group because the gays, they're an absolute minority group. And just if you are gay and you're listening to this, I've got good news for you. God loves you. Hallelujah. God loves you. He's paid for your sin. You might say, but you know I can never change because I've been born this way. I've got good news for you. God loves you so much that He was willing to give His Son to bring forth a force in this world that can change you. Yeah, but I've been born this way. You know, there was a man in the Bible that was born blind. Oh, and God healed him. Hallelujah. So don't run away from God when you are gay. Run towards God. Run towards Him. Say, Father, grab me in your loving arms like somebody that gossips, that struggles with his temper, whatever. Run towards God so that His love can heal you. Don't settle for the thing that's wrong in your life. Run towards God. Don't run from Him because it's something that's wrong. The Bible says, let's go boldly to His throne of grace. If you've got that thing in your life, run boldly towards God. Everybody that's gay, run towards God because He's got the power to heal you. You know, when I see people that... I don't know why I speak about this now. I know why. I believe God's inspiring me. When people are gay, I feel so sorry for them. Not because I think they're a different species or they're wrong or these sinners. I feel a compassion. Because it's people that don't get accepted in this world. Wherever you go, you're rejected. You cannot go anywhere with real boldness in your life. The whole government system, everything, doesn't accept what you do. It's such, you've got to fight all the time. And that's not natural. That's not what God wants for you. He wants peace for you. I've got good news for you. There was a man born blind. If you look at the introduction of this program, you'll see a little boy that stands with his hands lifted high. You know what? He was born crippled. Not crippled like walking with a crutches, crippled, like in completely crippled. His left hand was shriveled up like this. His left leg was shriveled up. The one, he couldn't walk properly. He could not write through that arm. And even a little bit mentally retarded. After prayer, he was born that way. Hallelujah. But that was still, even if he was born that way, it was not God's will for his life. It just meant the devil got him early. And so the same with every person that's gay. I just want to tell you something. God can bring forth a change in your life and you can live a normal life of peace where you can be accepted and loved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't condemn you. I want to tell you God loves you. God loves you. And He's willing to help you out of your situation. Just don't accept what is not good. Accept what God says. And listen to this. This will bring forth so much faith in your life that you can in one moment walk away from the thing that's bound you for years. Because God loves you. And I love you as well. God cares for every person. If he's good or bad, God cares for him. If he's in sin or not, God cares for you and loves you. Amen. Just listen to what I say. Now what I wanted to say, what I started off to say is, the whole gay thing was, people reject that. People don't want that. But what happened was, through Hollywood, through television, and through the news, we were indoctrinated about that all the time. We were hearing about the gays, we were listening, but they're just people, they're just this and that and whatever. You know what? We got used to that message. After getting used to listening to it, I mean, these days there's not a movie without a gay in the movie. After getting used to gays everywhere around us in the movies, we started to accept in our homes, well, that's the way life is. And the moment we've accepted it, we're starting to see this thing popping up all over the world. Because we've heard it, we got used to it, we've accepted it, and now it's manifesting. It's the same with the Word of God. That acceptance of gays didn't come by your own willpower, because the first time you saw that on television, if you are straight, you would just say, man, that's from the devil. That's not from God. How can I refuse to ever accept a person like that in all my life? But the more you got indoctrinated, the more you were open to it, until you come to a place where you say, well, that's the way it is. That's between him and God. Let him. I accept him the way he is. Let him just continue. Now the change that came into your life was by the indoctrination. The same way with the Word of God. If you hear the Word of God, faith is not something you try to do. It's a result of hearing God's Word. Let's read verse 29 and 30. It is so powerful. It says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. When it comes to faith, God wants you to find rest in your mind, to know that you have enough faith. Faith is not something you can produce by yourself. I want to ask you a question. Can you produce righteousness by yourself? No, you can produce fake righteousness, yes, but not the genuine thing. Jesus makes you righteous by faith. Hallelujah. Without Him making you holy, you cannot become holy. The other day somebody said to me, you know, Bert, you preach this easy gospel, but what about holiness? In Afrikaans, it literally means being made holy, making holy. What about being? What about holiness, without which no one will see God? And I said, oh man, that's what I believe. Without holiness, no one will see God. That's why He makes you holy by Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's powerful. If you can hear that more and more and more. If you can hear, I am holy. I am righteous. If you can listen to that all the time, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get used to it. And you're going to accept it. And that's what the word means. For whosoever accepts Jesus, to them He gave the power to become the sons of God. So that's where acceptance comes. You will not accept something if you don't hear it and it doesn't make sense to you. The more you hear the gospel, the good news, I'm not talking about the law mingled into the gospel. Now what's going to happen to you? You're going to get used to it and you're going to accept it. And the moment you accept it, you will allow it to happen to you. I allow righteousness to happen to me. I allow it. Let it flow from me. Because I am righteous. I am holy. I am full of Him. Thank you, Jesus. I've heard it all the time. And if someone doesn't want to remind me of that, I'll sit and I'll read the Bible and let God remind me or remind myself. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we're supposed to do. And what happens? You'll find rest. Faith will start to come because you hear the word. You hear the word. You hear the word. Now it says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. That word labor means that works hard. How many of us are working hard at our faith? You know, we're working hard trying to believe for that financial prosperity. We've paid our tithe. We've given our offering. We've named the seed. We've claimed the seed. We've watered the seed. We've walked around the seed. We've done everything about the seed. And we're working on our faith, but nothing's happening. Man, I tell you so many times, and that's the whole thing about faith. The fake thing doesn't work. Only the genuine thing. The fake thing doesn't work. So remember, faith is not something you do. It's something that happens to you. Faith is not a result of you. Faith is a result or a fruit of the Word of God. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Faith comes by hearing. Faith doesn't come by willpower. Faith comes by hearing. So what must we do to have faith? Hear the Word of God. What is the Word of God? It's God's reasoning. The way He thinks about you. His reality about you. That's the Word. Thank you, Jesus. It says, take all of you that labor, that work hard, and are heavy laden. Heavy laden means to be overburdened with the practicalities of religion. You know, so many times we don't want to get into the spiritual side of the thing. All we're worried about is, am I doing everything right? Am I believing right? Am I faithing right? Am I naming it right? Am I putting the seed right? Am I, you know, is what I've just said not unbelief or, you know, all of that. Man, you're making yourself tired and a couple of people around you. And I don't want to... I don't say that with an ugly heart, but it's really like that. You're so tired trying to get God to do something. It's time we get into the Word. It's time we start to understand what faith truly is. He says, my yoke, verse 30, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He doesn't want you to just have this difficulty when it comes to faith. God has got great things for His church. Let's quickly go into Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 1. It says, now before I read verse 1, let's read verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. Now, just there, I want to stop. The just shall live by faith. So, the first thing I believe about living by faith is you need to know that you are just. That's it. The just, you first must be just. And those who are just, they will then have their lives by faith. Now faith, like I said, is something that happens to you. You need to hear the Word of God so much until something happens inside you because of the Word. So many times we just read a promise. It's like the other day I was at the cell group. A lady asked me, she said, I asked her, what encourages you out of the Word of God? She says to me, the promises, they encourage me. I say, hallelujah. What makes you think that promise will come true in your life? And the reason why I said that, I was just seeing, I just want to see the faith coming out of her. It's like Jesus saying to the woman, why will I throw the food of the children to the dogs? And then the faith jumped up. Hallelujah. The reason why that promise comes true in my life is because Jesus obeyed to the core. That's it. It is mine. Thank you, Jesus. The just shall live by faith. So I just want you to know, don't try and make any other effort to get something from God. The only way the just will have their life, the only way the just will see God manifesting in their lives, is by just one thing. Persuasion that comes by hearing the good news. Not the leaven of the Pharisees. Not the good news mixed with do's and don'ts. In the next broadcast, we're going to get into what the word faith really means. What it is and how it can set you free. But what you can do for a beginning is, take what Jesus has done for you freely. Take the scriptures like in Romans chapter 8 that says, nothing can separate me from the love of God. Take Romans chapter 5 saying that we have been justified by faith. we enter into the peace of God. So, take those scriptures. Take the scripture, Romans 5 verses 17 to 19, that says, by one man sin entered into the world, and through the obedience of one all has been made righteous. Therefore I have been made righteous. Take the scripture in 2 Corinthians 5 verses 17 to 21, where it says, the old things, the old way of doing, the law, all those things has passed away. Behold, all things has become new. He was made sin so that I can be made the righteousness of God by him being made sin. When it comes to finances, take 2 Corinthians 8 verses 9, where it just says that he was rich, he became through it, he became poor, so that I through his poverty might be made rich. Thank you, Jesus. Man, that is just what brings excitement to my life. Oh, thank you, my God. Father, I just pray for every person that listens to my voice right now. Concerning the area of faith in your life, I just say, have peace. You've been working too hard. You've tried too hard and it doesn't work. And every time you don't receive something, you feel condemned. Be delivered from condemnation, for this is not a ministry of condemnation, but of God's unconditional love, the New Testament. Be set free. Know that you, by hearing the good news, faith comes into you. I speak over every person. I say, accept the word that faith is not something you do, but something that happens to you when you hear the good news. Amen. Thank you for listening, and please tune in to the next broadcast, because, man, we've got a couple of sessions on this. I know it's challenging, but it's life-changing. God bless you.